Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Josh Allen is an exceptional player. He made incredible mistakes in the first half, but then came back and played like an MVP in the fourth quarter.
The Buffalo Plus Podcast, brought to you by Connors and Ferris.
All right. Welcome back to the Buffalo Plus YouTube channel, presented by Connors and Ferris. Mike Catalana, Dan Fates, I am Jenna Cottrell. As we break down this Bills AFC East divisional title, please be sure to like, comment, and subscribe.
If we've ever deserved one, it's tonight.
Yes. All right. The Bills beating the Dolphins in Miami to secure their 4th straight AFC East title. Was not always pretty, but this team, Mike, now not only we knew they were getting into the postseason before the game, but now they will be guaranteed a home game this weekend, if not next weekend, if they win as well.
Look, and they proved once again they are the kings of the AFC East, and they need to take that farther.
If you come for the king, you best not miss.
Well, here's the case. Miami had their opportunities. Hey, early in the season, the Bills blew them out. Give Miami credit. They righted the ship along. But they don't win these kind of games. The Bills have found a way to win these kind of games. Josh Allen is an exceptional player. He made incredible mistakes in the first half, but then came back and played like an MVP in the fourth quarter.
He was their best and worst player today for the Bills.
That's actually very fair.
He was unbelievable how bad he was at times, and then just goes in the phone booth, comes out with the Superman cape on, and wills this team on his back to a victory.
Sean McDermott said after the game, Josh Allen would not be denied.
Yeah, but Jenna, he's a guy that sometimes, it doesn't always happen this way with Josh, but he's keeping both teams in the game at the same time.
Yes.
Yeah,
and he kind of was. Because his mistakes, and look, I know you guys love Josh. He did dumb things.
Yeah, he was hitting all the buttons.
His pass to Ty Johnson, and I know there was a penalty. They should have called a helmet to helmet. Yeah. That would have bailed the Bills out. It's dumb. He threw the ball away. He took a sack on third down. He fumbled the ball. Like, all those things. Yeah. Guess who knows he made mistakes? Josh Allen knows it. And I heard people were, because Sean said, you can't throw the ball there. You got to throw it in the end zone at halftime. And people were like, are you kidding me?
Yeah, I said
Josh
that.
Josh Allen knows
it. Yeah, I said that in silence.
Josh was wrong. Yeah.
But when he got his act together, man, did he carry this team. After his teammates
it
helped carry him to that point, he was phenomenal in the fourth quarter.
It was beautiful.
Unbelievable. Some of those passes, the one to Dalton Kincaid, the other one to Khalil Shakir.
How about the one to Diggs?
That
he dropped in. He missed him deep again.
In the first half,
But it was great.
But then it's like, I don't know, like when you were in grade school and you had one kid that was just bigger and stronger than everybody, and you're at recess, you're playing a game, it's like whatever he wants to do, he gets to do. 3rd and 12 late in the game,
I'm
thinking there after they had a delay of game, and I'm sitting there going, this was so dumb. How do you get the delay of game after the Dolphins took a penalty or took a timeout? And then I'm thinking to myself, it's a little too far to run. If it was 3rd and 7, he could probably run for it. Didn't matter. He ran for it himself.
Yeah. Incredible.
Josh Bleepin' Allen.
And they took a penalty, too, on that play. So it would have been a first down. Anyhow, but it was
way better
so
the way Josh did it.
I will say this. Sean McDermott coached his ass off in this game. He was aggressive with his offense. He made the right calls. They kept going for it. And they went for it on that last play. They were in a tight spot there.
Yep.
37-yard line. It's long for a field goal. You want to give the ball up there. You put it in your offense's hands. Yeah. They didn't make the play. Defense picked you up. Taylor Rapp made the play.
Talk about how good this defense was. How about in the second half, they allowed 57 total yards.
Insane.
7 rushing yards. Part of that is Mike McDaniel seemingly in the second half seems to overcoach himself.
I think he overanalyzes it.
Those things. But
especially with,
man, I mean, you're talking about with some of the guys injured. You have Baylen Spector in there. You've got Dane Jackson in there. And Sean McDermott's team still just rallies, and his scheme and all those things. It was unbelievable.
Well, we talked earlier in our video about the pressure that was on Sean McDermott. And in that first half, in that first half, it was like, ooh, can this team overcome the self-inflicted wounds that they had put on themselves? But in that second half, you saw the playmaking ability that is both infuriating for fans to watch because they know the potential. But I think of that pressure and the diamonds that it made. You know that saying, pressure makes diamonds. For this Bills team, you saw a diamond performance in the fourth quarter from Josh Allen. And the defense, to play the way that they did, I just, in the second half, they were getting torn apart. And I agree. I was surprised that Mike McDaniels went away from the run, considering how effective it was. But the Dolphins made, they were the ones making big mistakes in big moments.
They were. And it's the difference. Look, Tua is a very good player.
Yep.
He's a very good player. And when he's on, he can make it look so easy. But guess what? The NFL's not easy. It's about the ugly moments and the tough yards and all those things.
Point.
You know, you like to see the big plays. And he can. Man, when he's going, sometimes you're like, how do you stop this offense? Until you see when it gets tight and you do stop this offense. And I think some of that falls on McDaniel. Look, the better coach, the better team, the better quarterback won this game. It's what we talked about going into it. We all like McDaniel. He's kind of a fun story, but he's going to need to get that other gear.
Yeah.
I think Sean McDermott, with this group of Bills, has found that other gear with this team. They play grittier. They play tougher. And then when their quarterback makes plays, they are very difficult to beat.
This team can grind out wins.
He's got something. I see it.
No, it's so funny because I'm thinking about the players that stepped up. Obviously, Josh.
Yeah.
Josh is tippy top of the list, you know, just unbelievable performance.
But you expect him to do that.
Correct. But I'm looking at guys like Baylen Spector making plays and Dane Jackson breaking up passes. And you just go down the list. Deonte Hardy, like a guy that we have said, the special teams have been anything but special. And when the team really seemed flat, because after that drive, it was the drive late in the third quarter when it was like, they converted like a bunch of third downs. And I looked over and I said, this is a big boy drive.
Yeah.
And you go, they're gassed. They're tired. There's no Gabe Davis. Diggs wants a playoff. Shakir gets kind of twisted up on a tackle. They both want to come off. They can't. Like, that was where this team was. You're going, it's just not working. Josh sacks, strip fumble, all of those things. And then it's the punt return that sparks the team. And after that, it was over.
Jenna, he fields the ball at the 4.
He thought he was at the 10.
Well, he said, I didn't know where I was. And then what was it like running back? And he said,
I blacked out.
Which is
phenomenal.
So you think, like, sometimes when I see a guy catch a punt, I'm like, yeah, you know, it used to be the rule, stand at the 10, don't, if it goes over your head.
No, it's still the rule, Mike. It's still, the rule hasn't gone. You put your heels on the 10, you don't back up.
A lot of guys will field it there, but he didn't field it like to keep it from, he fielded it, he's like, I'm going to go with it. And a lot of times you're looking at that going, by the way, he basically went untouched. And did he wave to you when he went by?
Pretty much. He shifted down a gear and like at the 40 because he knew he was gone. He was like, I'm just going to coast in from the 40.
He was the fastest guy on the field today. Second fastest guy on the field today is Dan Pates. And we have to put a clip of that video
of you. Phenomenal.
And I'm sorry, Thad Brown. We got to take a little shot at you. He smoked you in the 40. I mean, you did.
His little age.
I love the
You're giving him for age?
Yeah, his little age. You saw it. You saw
you had the small steps.
In case you didn't see it on the broadcast, at the end,
Josh broke to go to see fans and cheer. And
Moe's here took off.
So, it really was Moe's shirt.
That's the second time I've been on a clip that's gone viral.
And you were flying, but you really. It really was very impressive.
Thank you.
I have to say, that
great
was very
speed.
Impressive. Breakaway speed.
Yeah,
you really did
definitely
get there.
That.
But you mentioned all these guys. Hardy makes that play. I mean, look, you're hoping getting a little spark.
Yeah.
25-yard return, something
flip
like
that.
Well, we were in the press box, and we were like, when he did it, we were like, oh.
No, I said he should take this to the end zone for a touchdown.
That's exactly what you said
well,
after the play happened.
He's fielding it, and he keeps going back.
Yeah, we're like, oh. Then you're like, there he goes.
And there he goes. And it was incredible.
It really was that spark. And he talked about it after the game. He's wanted to be that.
Yep.
And Sean McDermott even mentioned, like, these guys. So we talked about Deonte Hardy, the Trent Sherfield touchdown, the interception that sealed the game from Taylor Rapp. McDermott talked about how these are not household names, but those guys that have hung in there, wanted to make plays, now had the opportunity, and were able to step up. He's like, this is how teams win.
Trent Sherfield talked about he was been disappointed,
yeah.
not happy with his role, thought he was going to have a bigger role. He didn't. When he got his opportunity, you didn't see very much. That play he made, look, they had four trips to the red zone. The only touchdown they scored, when I asked Josh about it, he was like, oh, I was just, what do you say? I was just praying that
it
didn't go into another guy's hands.
Because that's how the game was going.
The ball was in the air for, I think, 37 seconds before it came down.
But Sherfield, I thought Dan was going to catch it.
Not only made the play, kept his feet in, huge play for them.
Revenge game.
And they needed him. And we don't know while we're recording this. We don't know what's going
on
with
Gabe. There's a cat on the field. There's a cat.
Oh, God.
Okay. It's a cat. It's not a mountain lion.
Okay.
It's a cat.
How many cats do you see at NFL stadiums?
Okay.
It's going up the stands now. Oh, no,
that
was
that.
Okay.
It's just like,
okay.
So I will say this.
I know MetLife had a cat.
I will say this. Cats freak me out a little bit. They always, like, jump at you.
Yeah.
They're a little sneaky.
Another player that stepped up that, like, maybe it's inside baseball, but Deion Dawkins said he nearly had his ring finger on his left hand nearly ripped off. Ooh. Had to get stitches. Pretty much had his whole hand stitched up. But he's went out there. How well has he played this year? We talk about it.
Great.
Phenomenal.
Best year.
I bet none of you knew who the backup left tackle was. But it's Ryan Vandermark, and he came in and had the drive that gave the Bills the go-ahead touchdown on Dawson Knox. And Deion talks about how that's – we talk about Sherfield. We talk about Hardy. We talk about these guys stepping up. Ryan Vandermark was a massive part. I'm sitting there thinking, just don't get Josh killed. Like, just try and keep Josh protected.
Well, tell everybody what you saw on the sidelines.
Oh, well, like, Deion's trying to get his hand stitched up to some respects. And they're kind of saying, we need to go back in the locker. Like, we need to go get this fixed. And he kind of looks at Vandermark, who's over there, and he's like, I'm good. And he goes, are you good to go? Like, you got this. He's like, I got it. He's like, are you sure? And then the second he says yes, Deion just sprints to the locker. Like, to have that faith, again, Deion is the Pro Bowl left tackle. He's playing phenomenal. But to know you're hurt and you got to get in the locker room, and for him to step up was awesome.
So, look, they needed Deion off the field because – he goes to the locker room. While that happened, I asked him about Hardy.
Yeah.
He was in the locker room.
Yes.
And he was trying to find a TV, and he couldn't see anything, and he heard the cheering, and he said, one of the, I think, training staff or somebody was in there, said, Hardy, touchdown, punt return. And then he came out on the field as Vandermark's helping lead them with Josh with Josh Allen. And he said he was the first guy to greet him on the sideline.
It was a cool scene. It was just a really cool scene to see, again, another guy. Probably not expecting to get in.
Definitely
actually,
not a household
actually,
name.
Actually hoping probably he doesn't have to go in, especially in that circumstance. But to be a part of that drive where they, you know, methodically down the field, throws a touchdown pass to Dawson Knox. Also, I will say, Josh Allen jogging off the field after that touchdown pass. Christian Wilkins got him earlier. Josh said a little something to him as he was walking
by.
I
told you, Josh holds on to this stuff.
Yeah, he...
Do you feel silly now?
He had a few things he should be holding on to from that first half. He was killing me.
Yeah.
He was killing me with some of those, but it was great. He was great in the second half, and they got it done. But all these guys stepping up for this team, and they needed it. And look at what the difference is now. Look, there's no guarantees of anything.
Yeah.
You're going home to play Pittsburgh. You got to play well. You got to win the game. It's a playoff game. You got to do that. But they would have been coming back down here to play again, starting on the road. Even if you can get a win, then you'd probably be going to Baltimore after. You would be going to Baltimore after that. That makes the road tougher. Not that it's not tough, because you don't know how it maps out. But what a difference it is for this team from where they were to be now at home.
And, two, the confidence I feel like this team has, the fact that they've been able to kind of pull games out at the end, when it was unexpected, when everything's going wrong, this team has the ability to weather the storm and figure it out.
Good teams find a way to win.
Yeah.
And this week, it was special teams, and it was guys stepping up. Because there are injuries, and we'll have to see. Tyrell Dodson went out. Gabe Davis went out. Rasul Douglas went out as well. He said he probably could have came back in, but again, he was the guy that said he had all the faith in Dane Jackson, so he didn't feel the need to rush.
Good.
Yeah,
Dane was great.
Dane was
good.
Yeah.
But in this case, you talk about three phases. Punt return. Offense takes it down the field for a score, then defense gets the Taylor Rapp play at the end of the game. So, hey, look, There was plays made out there. Jordan Poyer came on a blitz one time, put a little pressure. There was a throw to Hill. Looked like he could have made it. There's Micah Hyde there to knock it out of his hands. Old school with those two coming in and making plays. I thought the defense, I mean, they stepped up so much in that second half. I don't know what, again, you mentioned it. I don't know what Miami was thinking because they really were struggling with the run game.
Yeah.
But whatever it was, whatever adjustments were made, that defense stepped up. And look, this team picked each other up at different times during the game. And now they're division champs.
They are division champs. Can you think about that when we were covering the Denver game?
Oof.
12 men on the field. Ken Dorsey was about to be fired. It seemed like all hope was kind of lost for this team. And to think about where this group is at now, it is pretty unbelievable.
Yeah.
Looking at where they are at and what's ahead of them.
Sheil Kapadia, I guess, had a funny tweet that he pretty much said, unbelievable way that all of these things have overcome. The injuries, the coaching, all of these things, the stories, all those things. It either ends in a Super Bowl or it ends in a unbelievably heartbreaking loss that we have never seen ever before. This is the type of run that this team is on is special. These runs don't happen very often. And also, you talked about McDermott going for it on those fourth downs. To see the entire secondary was coming onto the field to cheer on before that play. Like, they call the timeout. They tried to draw them off sides. They didn't. They get back in the huddle. And you got Micah Hyde, Jordan Poyer, Taron Johnson, like, slapping up everybody on the in the offensive huddle, like, you got this. Like, you don't see that all the time.
No.
We've covered a lot of games. This is rare, what the Bills are doing. It's special.
Yeah, and look, that's the way you got to play this game.
Yeah.
You weren't taking crazy chances, but you are giving up some field position.
Yeah.
I mean, in the old school way, you used to just punt the ball and play defense.
Yeah.
It's not the way it's played anymore. I want to ask you about the crowd. You were down on the field.
Yeah.
What was your impression of the Bills fans that made it here?
They were a lot. And again, we think that – I think Vivid Seats got their clicks that they wanted. This was still a lot of Dolphins fans.
Yeah.
But I will say that when this game started to turn, you started to feel Bills Mafia. Because, again, for the first half of the game, they didn't really have all that much to cheer about. But the fourth quarter, they made an impact. But again, it was
– it was really loud on a Dolphins – third down.
It was though. Again, Josh, the Bills did have to go silent. They went with a silent snap. Josh was having trouble at times hearing the plays coming in. So, like, again, this was a great atmosphere. This felt like a playoff game for both sides. Bills fans showed out, no question. Obviously filled pretty much that entire lower bowl behind them. But it was a great crowd both
ways.
And
the most impressive thing, look, don't worry about the total numbers, you know, and thinking there was a huge amount of Bills fans here. And they did this in a game that meant the division title for the Miami Dolphins. That says a little bit about the Dolphins fan base and people willing to sell their tickets, but that's fine. Everybody has their reasons to sell. Bills fans stood up. They were here. They helped this team. They got to enjoy seeing them get it done.
I want you to share the moment you saw with Allen and Diggs after the game, but I think that is also...
After I sprinted down like Mo Schrute to get down there, Josh firing up the crowd, and he kind of turns, and Steph was going down to that end as well to talk to his brother, who was in attendance at the game in the front row. And Josh and Steph kind of make eye contact, and they have this embrace, and they go to cover their mouths, but Josh was very loud enough to hear him say, four more, let's go. And that was all that was said, but to understand the concept. And that's what Josh said. Josh had the shirt and the hat. Those are great.
Also, ironically, the shirt said a lock.
A lock.
Which, AFC East Championship, a lock.
I thought it was a lock.
When they were printing those shirts, they're like, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I'll put it to you this way. If they were wearing those shirts, then they can say it was a lock because they got it done. But,
look. Special moment with Steph. And, again, I thought he looked more like Steph today. They involved him more. And another guy we haven't talked about, guy stepping up, Khalil Shakir. Six targets, six catches, 100 yards. He has stepped up in a big way.
Yeah, made big plays
so
for
reliable.
Him.
So reliable.
And also, this was big for Joe Brady.
Yes.
That team moved the ball.
Yes.
The mistakes that are made. I mean, again, it's a little bit on the quarterback on those. In the second half, Josh made those plays, but we were standing there when Josh came off the field and Brady was there to greet him, and he said, that was great, or something like that.
I had so much fun.
Yes, it was something. Well, I heard an F in there somewhere,
You
could tell that meant a lot to him with his coach because this was big. It was big for the offense to get going in that way and to get Josh going and to get, and they got Diggs going and they were again, had him deep again. That's going to hit. It's going to hit.
Three games
in a row.
He's
open.
2 weeks ago, he underthrew him.
Yeah.
Tonight, he overthrew him.
Yeah. And last week, he overthrew him. So he's had him. He's had him. By the way, Diggs is having no problem getting open in those. Let's see what happens as they take on Pittsburgh. We got the whole week to talk about that.
Divisional champs.
Yeah.
Coverage carries on. Never a doubt. All right.
And by the way, when the three of us fly to a game,
1-0.
Facts.
Yes.
So
maybe that's Vegas.
Oh, all right. We'll have plenty more coverage like Mike and Dan
talked
about. Hold
on, our plane is boarding.
Yeah, we're going to get no sleep. That's okay. It's fine.
All for you.
We have fun with what we do, and we appreciate the support. Please be sure to like, comment, and subscribe. Someone was also saying, why do you all say that so much? It really does help.
They said it's tiresome or it's getting old.
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry. Like, comment, subscribe. It's fun.
Yes, we do that. But it also does really help our channel.
Yes.
Views, engagement, all that stuff to help the channel grow. Because we have a lot of fun. Even
Dan is by the way, Brandon Bean just called. He needs a gunner for the punt team. Yeah. Saw you. He's going to sign Dan
into a workout this week.
Wheels.
See you in the field house on Wednesday. All right, for Dan and Mike, I'm Jenna Cottrell. Thank you for watching. Please be sure to like, comment, and subscribe. We always appreciate you tuning in on the Buffalo Plus channel presented by Connors and Ferris.